Warning, the following podcast contains coarse language and spoilers for the film and the title of the podcast.
Now playing movie reviews in 20 Qs.
Hello, you goddamn fantastic good-looking people, and welcome to the podcast Movie Reviews in 20 Qs, the show where we review a movie by asking 20 weird and wonderful questions about it. I'm your host, Sam, and I am joined by someone who is so hot right now. It's Kahu. How are you, Kahu?
That's a stunning compliment. What episode are we up to? We're in like the 240s now, eh?
No, 234.
Oh, right. Because they're all a bit the same. Doesn't anybody else notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Good work, Kahu. And the other laugh you can hear is from Miliz. Now, do you mind if I call you Miliz?
I guess.
Anyway, how are you, Liz? What's happening?
Well, not a lot. That's about it. That's all. I'm very boring.
Top quality podcasting. Now, forget all Liz. Forget all of her at the moment. Kahu, it was your birthday, so you got to pick the movie. What the fuck were you thinking, bro?
I just love this. It's so rewatchable, and I mean, I'm sure we'll get into it, but it's an all-time classic.
Well, we aren't going to get into it, Kahu. We're ending the podcast now. If you want to get a hold of us, you can find us on Twitter at Movie Reviews. Fuck all that. I mean, Zoolander.
Oh, wait, the getting into it is in the podcast. Wait, is that anything?
Yeah, do we have to get? Like, you mean, oh, sure it's in the podcast.
In the podcast.
Yeah. So is that anything?
Doesn't make sense. Yeah, everyone knows Zoolander. Stars Ben Stiller, Will Ferrell, Owen Wilson, everybody that was famous in 2000, a whole bunch of people. Everyone knows the plot. Male model gets recruited to become an assassin. Scores 6.5 out of 10 on IMDb, 64% are on Tomatoes. There's some rushing through it. Let's get into the juicy stuff. If you haven't heard this podcast before, what we do is we review a movie by asking 20 questions about it. We start with 10 that can be applied to any film. We then move through 3 personal questions that we thought of while we were watching this film. Before finishing on a Patreon question, why don't we start with compliment sandwich? Birthday boy, take it away. What do you got?
Hey, I'm going to start myself with a good thing. And all these years later, it's just still so quotable. You know, it's really meme-worthy and there's so many good lines. And even, you know, obviously watched this recently, so using a lot of those lines a lot. But even outside of that, you know, you still hear yourself kind of saying stuff off this movie. So yeah, really enjoy it for that. A second good thing, I just like there's so many cameos and most of them are unnecessary. but that's cool, you know?
Thanks, Kahu Zine.
There's a scene with Winona Ryder. It's like, didn't really serve any purpose, but sweet, cool. And then I thought, well, I got to find a bad thing to balance it out. And I thought, you know,
you can hyperbole it.
Yeah, it's time for a hyperbole sandwich.
Whoa! Let's go then. Holy shit!
I just enjoy this movie a lot. Seen it a bunch of times. And so my third good thing is going to be Natalie Portman.
Oh, yeah. Say no more.
Sweet. She's so young. And so, like, she's so young and so nervous about it. She's like, I'm just so, he makes me feel so awkward. Like, you could just see that. She really stole the show.
She did. She rocked. Yeah.
In her 2 seconds on screen.
So let's give it.
Yeah, there's a score out of 10,000 blue steals. I mean, you've gone more than 10,000. How many more blue steals?
Let's just go 11,000 blue steals.
Interesting.
Just a hyperbole.
Well, it's amazing because Liz is always on to destroy people's favorite films, and hey, maybe it's going to happen again. Liz, what have you got?
Okay, so I could destroy all your hopes and dreams, Kahu. I could, but I can't. It's such a good movie. So my first thing that is good is the same as yours. So many good quotes. Like, I've just quoted this movie at length for years and not even necessarily always remembered that the quotes came from this movie. Just quality shit. The great thing is just the sheer amount of effort they've put into this movie. Like, all of the additional scenes that they've put in. Like, the clips of the different assassins through the years. Like, John Wilkes Booth or the Grassy Knoll. And then they've the different showreels for Hansel and Derek at the awards. Like, there's just so many little clips where they must have put a bit of effort into actually, you know, putting that scene together and filming it all. And it just must have taken so much effort to put all together, but it just comes together so awesomely. And so that's my great thing. And my final good thing is amazing comic timing. Like, I was thinking that specifically when they're in that very sort of serious moment where Matilda's explaining that she has an eating disorder and she's like, so I became bulimic. And it's this really heavy moment. And then Derek just pauses just the right amount of time. And then he's just like, you can read minds? And I just laughed out loud. And I'd forgotten that happened, but it was so good. And it's just perfect timing. Like, I just, it's beautifully crafted. So I'm going to give it 13,374 blue steels.
Okay, now I'm the one that feels like he's taking crazy pills. Did we watch the same fucking movie? What the fuck is going on here? Holy shit.
I don't know what to tell you. I love this film. It's hilarious.
I can go on about the, like, the faults with it that have arisen given the time that's elapsed. But
well, you have a question about that. So
yeah, well, we do. But for the time and now, it's just, it's a fun movie.
Okay. Yeah, it's funny for me because I had the same thing as you, Kahu. I love the cameos. There are so many famous people in this. This is probably being the most famous people in a movie that's not archive footage in a documentary or something. You know, like, it's fucking ridiculous.
What's funny is that 20 years later, the ones that are no longer really that famous, and trying to remember who they are.
Fred Durst.
Yeah.
Skeet Ulrich.
Yeah.
Paris Hilton. You're like, oh yeah, that's right. The bad thing for me, it feels repetitive. Like, it just, like, the jokes start to wear a little bit thin towards the end. But this is the problem of all comedies, right? Like, it takes a lot of really clever writing to get yourself through an entire hour and a half and still be laughing at the end. And that's the other good thing I like about this. This is an hour and a half long. It doesn't outstay its welcome too much.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, no way am I a hyperbole sandwich. I'm like 6,400. I'm going to be right on the Rotten Tomatoes score on this one.
Okay.
6,450, something like that. It's enjoyable. But no, if I say too much, I'm going to give away some of my later answers. So let's just move over to question number two, Liz.
All right. What was the biggest dick move in the movie?
I was thinking about this, and it's basically everything that Maury does.
He's
Everything is just a big dick move. Like the tushy squeeze, like, oh, that's dated badly.
question about the slander. Yeah.
And then obviously he is the big plot device with the betrayal of Derek. So, yeah, he's just a bit of a dick.
Yeah,
maybe it's his prostate affecting his mind.
Maybe. I did love the scene where he rings up his missus and he's like trying to explain to her where the backup information was. I was like, man, we need a question about what part of this movie most closely relates to your own life.
It's like
that's oddly familiar. I mean, Maury was my answer as well. The only other massive dick move is a scene that we didn't actually see, which was when she got sandwiched between two Finnish dwarves and a Maori tribesman, as they call him. I bet there was a lot of dick movement in there.
Oh, yeah, that was a bit orcs.
Yeah.
I think at the time, and this time again, I was like, Maori? Oh, are they saying Maori?
Yeah,
is that what that was?
See,
the first few
watches of this, I didn't even make that connection because they totally don't
look
Maori
at all. Which
is hilarious
because you are Maori.
Yeah, yeah.
You are a Maori tribesman.
Soil room. That's a bit gross.
Was it you? Were you in that giant orgy?
Are there worms in that soil room?
I don't fucking know. I don't want to know.
Give in to the power of the tea, Sam.
Was there any other woman involved in that? There wasn't, was there?
Not that I saw.
No.
My biggest dick move goes to Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Had they not thrown Mugatu out of the band before the success of Relax, maybe the whole thing could have been avoided, okay? Think about these things. Actions have consequences.
Mm. That's a good answer, Liz. Well done.
Butterfly effect.
Thank you.
Question three, Kahu.
Exactly.
Question three, what side character had their life completely ruined by the events of this movie?
Imagine you're just having another day at work, nothing's really happening to you, you know, you're just going about your business, and you look outside and you see four guys fucking around and you're like, oh, I should probably go and stop them. But never in your wildest imagination do you expect those fucking guys to catch themselves on fire and destroy your place of business. That dude is fucked. You've just watched three dudes explode in fiery fucking pieces.
Because they show that dude too, eh? Like shaking his head.
That dude had his life ruined. God.
To be fair though, how did he not stop that happening? Like the minute someone's spraying petrol all over everyone, I'd be like, Brian, no. That is not to be happening in my establishment, please.
It's one of those things where if you saw it, you're like, I don't want to get, like, surely they're not stupid to set themselves on fire. But at the same time, you see something like that, you're like, I don't want to go out there and get covered in petrol.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck that.
I'm not going to get close to those guys.
Yeah.
I chose the model who had the pin get in the way of her ass because once she was screened at Bomogatou, I feel like she left, her career's over, self-esteem's destroyed. She probably turned to drugs, try and lose weight, and she's on the streets right now.
This is like some hardcore, horrible origin
it's
movie.
It's a slippery slope.
Yeah. I reckon it's Matilda's assistant, because he was clearly into Matilda and she wasn't reciprocating. And even though it seemed like he never really had any kind of chance, at the end of the movie he'd be like, oh.
Yeah, imagine losing out to Derek Zoolander.
Yeah,
the most good-looking person in the world.
Apparently. God, I can't spoil my answers for that. Apparently, but yeah. Well, no, he's not, because he didn't even win the award, remember? They gave it to Hansel.
Okay, the second most. No. He's still like the best-looking person in the world, but then he's just not necessarily the best model.
Okay.
It's about the talent of the modelling. Yeah.
Sure. Anyway, question number four. What was the biggest load of bullshit in this movie?
I think it was that Derek would have recognised that smoking around the petrol would be bad, because he was as dumb as the rest of them. Like, he's not going to click and go, oh, don't smoke around petrol. Absolutely not.
That's a good answer. That's a good point. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, just hand models. Like, is that a real massive thing? Like, I mean, I guess there are hand models, but as...
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know.
There totally is. I absolutely have huge clippings from magazines of all of the hand models. I'm joking, I don't. But there is definitely hand models.
There'll be hand models. There's feet models.
Yeah,
like I'm a foot model.
Do they get paid much?
I'm sorry.
Do they get paid much?
Complete lies.
I don't fucking know. Look at these hands. I've got stumpy fingers. I'm not fucking finding out anytime soon.
I love that of all the stupid shit in this film, you go to hand models, Kahu.
I don't know. It was
like,
real,
what about the underwear trick? Like, that was
well, yeah, exactly. That's one of my answers.
We got a question about that. So. Yeah.
No, we don't anymore.
Oh, we don't. Okay. Well, that's what I would have said otherwise.
Top quality podcasting.
Wasn't it your question? You changed it?
Yeah, I did. I changed it and then I deleted it because I don't like changing questions.
Oh, no, I thought it was Kahu's question.
The last fucking second.
Kahu forgot that he changed it.
Yeah, I mean, my one was ripping undies off. Stopping a ninja siren mid-flight has got to be up there as well, though.
Yeah, well, yeah. That was that discussion we had, about the Matrix.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And on top of that, what the hell is, like, the top male model doing living in a one-bedroom apartment with three other dudes?
Yeah, Hansel.
The fun of it. They had such a lovely time.
Yeah, I can get that, but, like...
It was a pretty basic
place. He didn't
want to
be alone.
Hmm.
But, like, they looked like they weren't, you know, world famous, whereas he was, like, the OG.
It kind of makes sense if Maury's ripping him off, like, Maury's taking 90% of his earnings or something. You'd be like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so he has to live in this one tiny, well, not tiny, but, like, a one-bedroom apartment with four bunk beds.
Yeah, but...
See, that would have been a good question, Sam.
Yeah, probably.
Hansel's Mojo Dojo Casa House was just so much better. And it, like, he had enough money
so
to support.
It was a Mojo Dojo Casa House.
It totally was a Mojo Dojo Casa House.
Yeah, I mean, he was supporting, like, a small community in there.
And let's address this now. How bizarre is it, right, that you just brought it up, The Matrix. He stops a ninja star mid-flight, similar to The Matrix. Matrix gets referenced in Barbie. They take a quote from The Godfather. I know it was you, Maury. I know it was you that betrayed me. It's Godfather 2. Godfather is referenced in Barbie.
Yeah. And there was another one too, wasn't there?
Space Odyssey 2001.
Yeah, Space
Odyssey 2001. Yeah. 2 weeks in a row, we've watched a movie that's 22 years apart, and yet they're still referencing the same fucking films.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
True. Oh, I meant to ask that. Did I fuck that up in the last in the Barbie podcast? Because I said Planet of the Apes. I thought it was Planet of the Apes that they do the stupid banging on the computer.
Space Odyssey 2001. Well,
there you go.
With apes.
Or
my apologies.
Space,
I've never seen either, so what would I know?
No one will
top
know.
Top quality cinephile.
No one will know.
Move on. Move on.
Yes. That moves us over to question number five, which is a Patreon question. Comes courtesy of our man Dan Brennick of Netflix and Swill. Go check them out. Go check out Netflix and Swill. Awesome podcast. What's this question, Liz?
It is, what character was the true MVP? And I'm ruling out Zoolander and Hansel.
So hot right now.
David Bowie. He's awesome.
Oh my God, I love David Bowie.
He's always so good.
And
you know, rest in peace and all of that. But yeah, he just dominates that whole scene. He's so good.
My one was Mila Jovovich. I had a quite visceral reaction to her character. The less said, the better.
Was it the same visceral reaction that that Zoolander had in the massage? Was it the same visceral reaction?
Yeah, probably even worse. So probably your turn to answer the question.
Yeah, sounds like it.
That was the biggest dick move. Like, what the fuck are we doing? What the fuck are we doing? That's the biggest dick move when he's getting a massage and he starts flicking his dick all over the place.
Literally the biggest dick.
Well, I thought it was a bit like, obvious.
That was moving all over the place.
Yeah, exactly. That had a lot of motion in that ocean.
Yeah, very
fell flat for me.
Very strong
that
muscles
scene.
In
I was
that
like,
area,
what is
Derek?
This?
He's been doing Kegels.
I thought that was stupid. Anyway, I'm saying David Duchovny for the character as the true MVP, because Matilda would have gotten nowhere without his help. And he was like a genius. He made his own fucking hyperbaric chamber for his amazing hand.
Exactly. What's the question, Kahu?
You know, you always delegate this question to me.
I do.
I've noticed. What quote from this film would be the worst to hear after sex?
I'm sorry that good-looking people like us made you throw up and feel bad about yourself.
How would there be a bad thing to hear? I suppose because there'd be throw up.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sitting there in shame, covered in my own vomit. I don't think I'm having a very good time, to be honest, Liz.
Oh, I see. Yeah, they said it to you. That makes way more sense.
Exactly.
So much more sense. I thought you were saying that you were good looking at it. Just didn't work. All right. Mine is, sorry, lady, not interested. Now, if you excuse me, I have an after funeral party to attend.
Oh, that's good. That's really
nice.
Good.
I've kept it simple. Taste my pain, bitch.
Bizarrely, no. Your worst thing is probably my favourite thing to hear.
Oh, no.
What's the next question?
Yeah, next question. Question number 7. What character is 100% in jail right now? Let me just say, this is a bit ironic given that one of the characters in this film is currently being prosecuted in America.
Yeah.
Some might say a former president
that is true.
Is currently being prosecuted and also in this movie, but ironic. Anywho.
I'd entirely forgotten that he was even in it. It was quite. I was like, oh my God, look at him. Anyway, I think, Kahu mentioned it earlier, it's Maury Ballstein, whatever, for gross sexual harassment. Like, he absolutely, in this time of Me Too, like, he's been brought up and sent to jail for that.
We said that to each other while watching the film. I was like, that guy's been Me Too'd by now.
Yeah,
I was like, I need to put in the question about him being in jail. Yep.
He's definitely in the cell next to Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah. You got to ask questions with a company name like Balls Models. I reckon that the Devo DJ, like, he looks like he'd be into some shady shit.
Yep.
He was definitely up to some dodgy shit. The one for me that I think you guys might not have immediately picked up on is the president of Malaysia. He is, like, supposedly against child labour, right? Like, it's this big thing, it's this big drive, it's going to upset the modelling industry, blah, 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 all that sort of stuff. Yet he goes to a modelling show of the person he's trying to shut down. That guy can be brought and paid for. That dude is in jail.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was almost my biggest load of bullshit, was that he would go to a modelling show for a guy that he's trying to shut down his whole operations. Like, that seemed like complete crap to me.
Yeah.
But I guess maybe he was paid off, you're right.
Exactly, he's dodgy. It's obvious, he's dodgy. He's on the take. He's in jail in Malaysia right now somewhere. Question 8.
All right, what is something that you noticed that you don't think other people might have noticed?
So when Derek goes to the day spa and they sit him down to that chair and connect him up, and the video starts and it's got like the Mugatu M as the kind of the frame opens on the TV, and it's like a foreshadowing of the throwing star at the end of the movie.
Shit, that's good.
Man, that video would not make me relax, I have to tell you. Like, he's like, just relax, watch this video. I'm like, those are two mutually exclusive things.
I love...
Fuck me, Will Ferrell in like the little like girl outfit, little Cletus. I was like...
Yeah, what the heck?
I love the start of that video as well. It's all about, just give the 5-year-olds their freedom to work.
I want to work and now
so
they're
basic,
taking away my job. Anyway, the one for me, I mean, like we talked about, there's tons of cameos in this. And some of these people have actually gone on to become hugely successful. Like, Patton Oswalt is in this as a photographer of a monkey at the start. Jennifer Coolidge is in this. She's like a Italian fashion woman or something that's like part of the evil organization that tells Mugatu that they've got to have the president of Malaysia killed. But you can't tell. I don't even think she has a speaking role. She's just sitting there in the dark, and it's like it's Jennifer Coolidge.
Now, doesn't she say something like,
wow,
I've got something to go to, or like, let's wrap this up, something like that?
Yeah, like she has like stuff all over her role. Yeah. But then the major one, James Marsden, is Wilkes Booth, the guy that assassinates Abraham Lincoln. The other one that I thought was quite random was if you have a look in the cast list, because I did, to, you know, just have a look at all the different cameos, Melania Trump is listed as European immigrant. Donald Trump, Melania Trump, European immigrant.
So good.
Bizarre.
Amazing.
Bizarre.
That's excellent. Yeah, mine's shit because I never notice anything. I just said that after Derek puts Matilda's hair down, she just keeps wearing it that way for the rest of the film, and I thought that was cute.
You know she's his wife in real life?
I do.
Okay. I think most
people. I always find that hilarious, and particularly in Dodgeball, because she's like, he's like, we should mate, and she's like, I just threw up a little in my mouth, and it just cracks me up because they're actually married, which is cute.
And then doesn't she hook up with Vince Vaughn in that movie? Could you imagine watching one of your best mates hook up with your wife?
Yeah, that would be weird.
I'm making some very weird eyes at Kahu. I don't know which way or direction I'm implying that, but...
What's the next question? That might be a safer way to go here.
Doing Mugatu eyes to his assistant.
I am. Doing massive Mugatu eyes. The next question is a Patreon question. Comes courtesy of our mate Julio of the Contrarians Podcast. Contrarians Podcast is an awesome podcast that rages against the Rotten Tomatoes machine by taking a universally beloved movie and arguing why it shits, or vice versa. And Julio's question, what's your most controversial opinion about this movie?
Oh, I'm on Mugatu's side. I think Child Lab is totally fine. That video made perfect sense to me. Also, actually don't think either Zealand or Hansel are very good looking at all. I don't understand why they had them as the good looking people in this film.
Well, you set it up and I'll knock it out. Ben Stiller sucks in this role. He should not be. Like, he's supposed to be the world.
Isn't that the point? That's kind of the gag.
Yeah.
I'll take it a next step further. I don't like Ben Stiller. I can't stand him as an actor. I think he sucks in this role. I think he's terrible as an actor. He just, I get that it's the joke, but it just doesn't work for me.
You got to admit, though, there was a period of a few years there where him and the rest of that group just had, like, knocked it out of the park in successive movies for about 5 years.
Yeah, like, I love Anchorman. I love Old School, and I used to think Will Ferrell was awesome, and it's like, since then, I feel like they've just all grated me down so much that there's not any of that original group that I'm still like, oh, he's still all right. Oh, Wilson's okay. I still like Owen Wilson.
Yeah, and Luke Wilson's still funny.
Oh, see, I've never liked Owen Wilson. Like, he's my least favourite of all of them.
Wow.
He's got an annoying voice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Yep.
He's so hot right
and
now.
And his whole vibe, he is not hot right now. I disagree entirely. So I agree with Mugatu on the child labour. I do not agree with him on Hansel being hot right now.
I also think Mila Jovovich should divorce her husband and actually do movies like this and Fifth Element and other fun movies where she can stretch her wings rather than doing 17 million Resident Evil and Monster Hunter movies that are all directed by her husband.
Yeah. That's an awful movie.
Speaking about Owen Wilson's wow, are you guys familiar with the Bulls on Parade song, right? Wow, wow, chicken, wow, wow, chicken, chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody's taken him and then Fozzie Bear saying chicka chicka, and they've turned him into wow, wow, chicken, wow, wow, chicka chicka chicka, wow, wow. Fucking amazing.
That's quality. All right, what's your controversial opinion, Kahu?
So I've never been.
If you don't support child labour.
I've never been to a day spa, but maybe that's what day spas are. They're just like secret mind-washing establishments to do secret missions for, I don't know, the patriarchy.
I would say there's less erections at day spas, but I can't make that promise to you.
I don't think there is. I think there's a lot of erections at day spas.
Probably sounds like I should keep staying away then.
There's a lot of giant cocks walking around those day spas, I'm going to say that.
Oh, they don't even give you like the mini towel that comes up sort of mid-thigh.
What's the point, eh? Why do people want to make shit awkward? Like, what the fuck?
Full-size towels, people. Come on.
Anyway. Or no towels. Just play it fast and loose.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Gross. Anyway, that moves us over to question number 10. And this one is kind of a difficult one to answer for reasons that will become apparent very quickly. What was the most moronic decision made by an otherwise smart character? Liz.
There's really, to me, there's very, as you say, very limited options on who you're referencing when you say an otherwise smart character. So obviously I've gone for Matilda. I'm going with when she assumes that the two idiots know how to use computers. Like, you just know what's going to happen the minute she says, oh, the files are in the computer. And they just, like, look at it and go, they're in the computer. You're like, oh, God, I know what's coming here. And it's one of the best scenes in the movie, absolutely. But honestly, what did she expect?
Really? Especially because through the lens of 2001, where everybody didn't own computers at that point, you know? And especially these dum-dums. Like, it's a very good point. Yeah.
My colleagues right now, I have to teach them how to use basic Teams call technology or PowerPoint or whatever, you know? Like, if they're struggling, like, imagine what these two idiots are going to be like.
Yeah. I have to get reminded how to do invoices every month, so I think I'm slowly slipping into boomer camp as well when it comes to technology. But what about you, Kai?
Yeah, I mean, this dude's the Prime Minister of Malaysia, so he's clever. Why does the claymation guy go to a fashion show?
Well, I've already talked about that, about why he's in jail. So
yeah,
he's, those he's damn taking, Eurasians.
Kickbacks.
I've got Matilda as well, but like, why would she let Derek go to the fashion show?
Like, she didn't know until he was already there, right?
No, like, they know that something's going to go wrong. Like, they know, and then he's like, no, I have to go. And then she's like, oh, okay. And it's like, she lets him go, and it's just like, why would you let him go?
Yeah, because that was at the point where he and Hansel were doing the computers, eh?
Yeah. They went into the computers, and then he was like, no, I need to go to the fashion show. She's like, no, why? Don't let him go. Also, I'm going to throw this out there. Like how Hansel and Gretel, oh no, what's his name? Derek. Like how Hansel and Derek don't know what bulimia is.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, I think they know what it is. They don't know the name of it. Yeah. They clearly know what it is, but.
Well, because to them it isn't mental illness, is it? It's just Tuesday.
Yeah.
I suppose.
They're like, we throw up all the time. What's the problem?
I suppose if you're a bunch of frat bros, you probably don't know what the term toxic masculinity is, do you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you've probably got no idea you are some type of disease, you know?
Yeah. It's just my
Again,
life.
It's just Tuesday.
Exactly. Exactly.
Nice.
Anywho, personal questions, Liz.
Yeah, up to me. Question 11. All right, so obviously Zoolander goes home to see his family and he goes and works in the coal mines and then he can't go back and work there anymore because he has the black lung. Merman. Okay, I love all of that, and I have certainly quoted it. But I just wanted, actually, I realized after I put this question to you, black lung's probably an actual disease. But
yeah, it is, yeah.
But what weirdly specific illness, and it could be fake if you want, could you fake to get out of having to do your job?
Tourette's.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not really a customer-facing illness, is it?
No. I mean, if I have a bout of Tourette's, I think I could easily get sent home.
Yeah. Well, let me introduce you to trimethylaminuria, otherwise known as fish odor disease.
Fish odor disease?
Oh,
how
no.
are you going to fake fish odor disease? You're going to rub cans of tuna on yourself.
But that's the beauty of it. No.
That's the beauty of it.
No, nobody
that's
is gonna.
All you do.
Nobody is gonna want you to come into work if you smell like point. Fish, and nobody's gonna come check on you. Otherwise, they'd smell it. So,
but actually, even if they did, you would just rub cans of tuna on yourself. And what are they gonna do? Be like, I'm sorry, I think you just rubbed tuna on yourself. No one's gonna think that you did that because who would do that?
This is up there with like. It's like when you call up and you say, oh, I've got, like, you know, a bad tummy. You know what I mean? Like, I've got the shits. No one's going to call up and admit that they're, like, squirting out of both ends, are they?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Your boss is like, oh, yeah, see you later. You know? Like,
yeah, no, nobody's going to be an expert in it. So you can just say it's one of those things that flares up, like, every month or two. And you
just
you
whenever
just
it's a really sunny
unbearable
day outside.
To be around.
I'm just waiting for Liz to be like, oh, I pretend to have West Nile disease or something very specific to an area of the planet.
Oh, yeah, like Kawasaki or no wait, that isn't a planet one, right? I don't really know. All right, question 12. Is this Will Ferrell's weirdest role?
Yeah, I mean, it's getting up there because this was quite early on and is kind of getting big in Hollywood, eh?
Yeah.
The fact that he plays an Arab Lebanese henchman in Austin Powers.
Yes! Go!
is a little bit bizarre and probably even less PC than most of what goes on in this movie.
Yep, that was the correct answer. The Austin Powers role, that was absolutely the correct answer. The only other one I had, like, the Eurovision one was a little bit strange, where he's playing Icelandic or whatever. But the other one that would be in the top three would be the Wedding Crashers role. Are you guys familiar with this one?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Where he's, funeral guy.
Yeah, he's graduated past crashing weddings and now he crashes funerals to pick up girls.
Yeah. That was such a weird movie on the back of all the other films those guys had done. Like, really took a turn.
Oh, yeah, I'd actually entirely forgotten the Austin Powers role until you mentioned that, and I was like, okay, no, actually, that's a pretty fair call. But, I mean, this one still is right up there. It's meddling for me as in his top roles, you know, it's in his top three weirdest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I just love how he totally loses his shit at the end.
There's no one in Hollywood that can really do a freak out like Will Ferrell. I mean, aside from Nicolas Cage. There's no one.
Yeah, I was like, hello.
No, I mean, like, Nicolas Cage does a, like, they're both comedic freakouts, except one of them, you're laughing with the guy because it's intentional, whereas the other one, you're like, does this guy need mental help? Like,
All right. And my final question was, what was the dumbest thing in the movie? And there are a lot of dumb things in this movie, but what do you think is the dumbest thing in the movie that you think a real human has legitimately actually done in real life?
Yeah, I'll jump in. I think somebody has definitely smashed a computer to find files. I reckon somebody has done that.
Yeah, you reckon the same sort of thing where they're like, oh, you've got to find the files on the computer and the person's like, got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's my
sledgehammer.
I reckon. Smash.
I reckon. Maybe like early
especially
on
back
in
the
IT
day,
age.
Yeah, when you
early
had the
90s,
big computers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe like mid-50s.
I watch a
kind of person.
They were big.
This is kind of bizarre, but I actually watch quite a lot of scamming videos on YouTube. And, like, the people that they scam, that these call centers call up and say, you've got problems with your computer, some of them totally have smashed their computer open to find the virus. Or probably have taken the computer to the doctors and said, my computer has a virus. Can you fix it?
Yeah. Just need to put that shot through the floppy drive.
Yeah. And another thing that I watch is a lot of fail videos. And I am 100% convinced that there is someone in America that has covered themselves in petrol and then lit a cigarette.
Mm. Oh, God. My worst nightmare.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Maybe not exploded a gas. No, actually, maybe they have. Like, I've seen videos. I have. I've seen people lighting cigarettes at gas stations.
But
maybe not covered in gasoline.
A gasoline fight?
No. The gasoline fight is like a little step too far.
That's next level. Yeah.
Yeah, moving on to my questions. My first one, why male models?
Well, this was answered perfectly in the movie, right? Like, I think it could actually spawn a legitimate conspiracy theory. Like, I'm surprised that people didn't watch this and go, but wait a minute, what if it's true? There's another dumb thing that someone might have done. Because also the victims will be so distracted by their beauty that they just won't see what's coming.
Interesting. What about you, Kai?
I just put patriarchy.
Okay, my next question.
Just sum it up in one word.
All right, but why male models?
I mean, the question
I think we just answered that.
You should ask
actually.
Is why not?
We literally just answered that, like, just now.
I did think when I was writing that question, I was like, how would this have worked if this was female models? Like, but would it just, I don't know.
I think the difference is that it's already pretty common to make fun of females for being dumb, right? Like, that's kind of already a theme where you wouldn't see this quite as much.
Yeah,
maybe.
Way
like
more.
Like, it was something that hadn't been done.
Yeah, that would have been way more low-hanging fruit, you're right.
Yeah, like it'd just be too easy. It'd be like, oh, how funny, dumb female model. Like it just wouldn't have been quite as funny. I don't know why.
Are there? There's not any female models in this movie, is there? Apart from like...
What, European immigrant?
Yeah, I was going to say, famous cameos, you know.
Only the ones they make fun of, like just generally the idea of female models.
Hmm.
Okay, next question. How does somebody go about derelicting their own balls? Should we move on to the next one?
Well, the thing is...
Okay, question three.
I fear that you've got a story to tell us about this question.
No, I don't. You can rest assured. But let me tell you this about the time I walked in on you and Machu.
I didn't know how to answer this. I don't have balls. It's not a question I've ever pondered.
Fair enough. Don't worry, Kahu. We're not allowed to talk about my stag do, so I'll move on to my next question.
The less said, the better.
And my final question... Did you think I was too stupid to know what a ugugugugly was?
Yes.
Yeah, well, Matilda didn't know what a ugugugly was, and you're definitely not smarter than Matilda, so...
Matilda.
I'm a great ugugugulizer.
Yes.
They got some genuine laughs out of me. Anyway, Kahu, your questions.
So my first question, is there more to life than just being really, really, really ridiculously good looking?
Well, yeah, there's KFC, so.
I think it certainly helps things, doesn't it? But I do like to think that my achievements in life are not entirely based on how really, really ridiculously good looking I am, because obviously I am. But I'm assuming you're laughing at the idea that all my achievements would be based solely on that, which of course they are not, because I have many talents and skills in addition to my really, really, really good lookingness.
I'm just laughing at the fact that there's a good, really good reason for why we're doing a podcast and not a YouTube video or a live stream.
You think you're the first to tell me I've got a good voice for radio? You would be wrong. If you say anything about my face, I will come through that screen and beat you to death with your own shoes.
Oh, yes, please.
That took a weird turn. I don't know where we're going now. Kahu, what's your next question? Quickly.
Is it time to bring back the piano key necktie?
What the fuck is a piano, piano key necktie? I do not remember it ever being a thing, ever. I'm sure it was, and I'm sure I've seen it, like, jokingly, but I do not remember anybody ever wearing one. Oh, maybe, like, dress-ups? No, I've never seen anyone wear one.
Yeah, I don't. I think it's just a generalization of ties in the 80s, eh?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Oh, well, I said absolutely not, but it's because Mugatu is cancelled. Like, he's the terrible person, so no one can ever wear a piano key necktie again. It's very unfortunate because it's so fabulous, but
true.
No, he's cancelled.
Yeah.
That's the rules.
I mean, I got a bit of a deep aversion to ties in general anyway, but yeah, I think bring back more than just, you know, these boring kind of solid colours that, you know, all our politicians seem to have in this election year.
Yeah, you'd never.
I love a good tie.
You'd never catch me wearing a tie. I hate ties. I've got asthma, so it kind of reminds me of the sensation of when my throat's closing up from asthma. So,
yeah.
So it's like, why would I want to wear one of those? I didn't even wear one at my wedding.
Oh, yeah. Listen to men complain about how painful fashion is. I mean, my God.
Yeah.
Like, oh, every woman out there is just rolling her eyes.
Yeah, I mean, pants aren't into that.
Okay, I'll give you the uncomfortability. Sure, there's probably no two ways that you can avoid the idea of, like, what heels do and bra or corset, whatever. But where the fuck did you guys go wrong with pockets and clothes? Why do you not have pockets and clothes?
That's very easy to answer. It's because of the line of the outfit. We didn't want men to think we had bigger hips than we did, because apparently men don't like that. So that's why they took pockets out of dresses, so that we wouldn't look too hippie.
Okay, I get that.
Seriously.
But then there's the fake pockets. I can't count the number of times I've walked up to Stacey with, like, the car keys or her FPOS card or something to give it back to her, tried to slide it into her pocket just to get denied. And yes, I often get denied trying to get into Stacey's pants. Sure, I'll make that joke. But I'm also saying about the pockets. What the fuck?
It's to stop you getting into her pants, Sam. That is literally the purpose.
Yeah.
Entire fashion trend is based solely on you not being able to get into your wife's pants.
I knew it. I knew there was a conspiracy to get me.
I was a bridegroom at a wedding once. And
you're a bridegroom?
Isn't that what it's called? A bridegroom?
What the fuck is a bridegroom? A
groomsman,
yeah.
Sorry.
What? Yeah, groomsman.
Sorry.
I was a bridegroom? Well, no, were the wedding.
He could have been like the on the woman's side.
Married himself.
Yeah, I did a Dennis Rodman. I got that completely wrong. I was the groomsman. And anyway, all of our trousers, the pockets were sewn up. So you couldn't be caught, you know, mooching around with your hands in your pockets.
Mooching around. Mooching around with your hands in the pockets. At your
slacking
wedding.
Around.
What?
Heaven forbid.
I'm just throwing words out there now.
Playing pocket pool.
I was actually just giving you shit before because not wanting to wear a tie because it literally might trigger your asthma is a pretty legitimate reason to not want to wear a tie. So,
yeah, no shit. Yeah.
It's just an unnecessary just piece of clothing.
Yeah.
It serves no purpose.
It's so stupid.
Except it can look real good. Real good.
Hey, Liz is getting horny. Let's move over to the next question.
Wow. What part of this film has aged the worst?
Okay, so... Okay, so I've got like 50 answers. So Liz, why don't you go first and I'll see what...
Well, I was about to, but then you started talking.
Yeah, I know.
Because my answer we've already addressed like multiple times. My answer is the celebrities, especially those at the runway that really stood out to me when he was like, you've got to avoid the rich and famous and the hot topic kind of people popping out at you. And the people popping out of him were like literally such a microcosm of that particular time period. You had like the guy from NSYNC and you had, I don't even remember. Fred Durst, exactly. Fred, yeah.
Stephen Dorff had been in a couple of movies in the 90s and was
Right, Stephen Dorff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, every single one of them, I was like, damn, son, that has aged. You would never pick any of these people now for this montage.
Gary Shandling. I love Gary Shandling. He was about the only one that still kind of kept up some form of fame, yeah.
Lil' Kim also referenced in Meet the Parents.
Oh, Lil' Kim. That's right. Lil' Kim.
Oh, that's Lil' who Kim. That was. Yeah.
She's fat.
Yeah.
PH fat.
Yeah.
PH, yeah. Yeah, that was my answer.
Now, the one for me, there's two parts in this in which Ben Stiller blackfaces.
Yeah.
That was a little bit dodgy.
They both
probably
do.
Yeah, they both do. Sure. Yeah.
Well, brown face. He brown faces.
He brown face, and then he black faces, which is the coal mining, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think the coal mining counts because he's not actually trying to look black. He's literally just covering himself so he can hide in the, I don't know, mine. So that doesn't count, but the other one absolutely counts.
It just feels a little odd, especially when he writes a movie 7 years later, Tropic Thunder, in which Robert Downey Jr. also black faces, and it's like, what the fuck is your obsession with this?
Yeah.
And wins, didn't you say win an Oscar for it?
Oh, you got nominated
or something?
RDJ got nominated for Best Supporting. That's right. He did. Yep.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, use of the R word was a bit random. Body shaming was also a little bit on the nose. Donald Trump popping up made you go, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Totally forgotten he was in it.
There's so many movies around that period.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Anyway, let's move us down to our final question, which is a Patreon question. It comes courtesy of our mate Chris Yeeney. You're the man, Chris. We love your work. And his question, what on-the-nose song would you drop into this movie and where?
My answer is terrible.
Oh, all of ours. It has to be terrible. We all have to have terrible answers, Liz. Let's hear them.
Okay. All right. Well, I put that they should have flicked the camera around at the end to show Lance Bass again, but now with all the NSYNC crew and they're singing bye, 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 bye. Well, Magasha's being led away in handcuffs.
Yeah, that is pretty bad, but
I know. It's all I had.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't have anything in particular, but any kind of big boy band hit from around the turn of the millennium.
It's lazy, Kahu.
It is lazy. I couldn't think of anything. I'm sorry.
Well done, Kahu. Should we re-record in like another couple of days?
Finishing on a low. Yeah, give me 3 more days and I might be able to find an answer.
Worst answer ever.
Yeah, top quality non-cast.
Just cut me out. Just pretend I'm not here. Just pretend I'm not here.
Kahu left early. Kahu had to get home to go
to bed.
And
then I pop up again to say bye.
Anyway, before question 20, Kahu has to go. Unfortunately, he can't be here for the rest of it. He's had a medical emergency. His boob implants have collapsed.
Licking everywhere. Everywhere.
Why wouldn't you go to fish odor disease? Right there.
Kahu's had to leave. He's got fish odor disease.
Honestly.
And his butt implants have popped under the smell of fish.
What?
I don't know.
My answer, man, this like multiple answers for the bit where they catch themselves on fire. I was like Bruce Springsteen, like, whoa, I'm on fire. I was like, not bad. Burning Down the House, Tom Jones.
Yeah.
I reckon they'd probably be the winner though. Yep.
I like a bit of Burning Down the House.
Except they definitely didn't start the fire.
Did.
Yeah. That would have been great. Yeah, Kahu's answer.
Oh, Kahu's back. He's here.
Wow. Miraculous.
He just had to go away to think of a good answer, and now here he is.
Anyway, that does take us down to the end. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I still can't believe that these guys gave this film hyperbole sandwiches. This is insane.
Oh, it's great. I'm going to go home and watch it again.
Okay, well, here's a question for both of you. Have you guys seen Zoolander 2?
No.
Yeah, I think I did, and it was not good. But look... You can't blame me. I've been taking crazy pills.
That is true. You have. Anyway, if you want to get a hold of us, you can find us on Twitter or X or whatever the fuck Elon's going to call it next week, at Movie Reviews In, or you can find us on Facebook at Movie Reviews In 20Qs and Instagram and all those sorts of good places, or you can send us an email at mritqs@gmail.com. Upcoming episodes, we are potentially going to do Strays or the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. Haven't really decided
on that. I've got one lined
up. You've got, okay, well, hit us. What have you got?
Sort of. Long-term listeners may recall that I talked about doing The Proposal with Nick and Billy a long time ago, and we recorded half of it, and then I spilled an entire glass of water on my laptop, and that was the end of that. Except we actually managed to record like half of it, and I've gone back to them and said, hey, do you want to finish recording it? They're like, yeah, that'd be great. So we have full intentions of getting that finished and out for you guys at some point very soon.
Anyway, yeah, that's things from me.
It's a walk-off.
Bye, 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 bye.
That should have been a question, bonus question. Who out of us three would win a walk-off?
Oh, that would have been a very good one.
I have serious doubts that you can turn left, Sam.
I have serious doubts you can turn.
Do you know what? Actually, hilariously, when I was skiing, I couldn't turn left. And I just remember thinking, God, I'm actually Zoolander. I just really couldn't do the turn. But that's only skiing. Walking, I'm okay.
That's all right. You could like just sort of... Like, you know, in sailing, how you like tack, you could just sort of like spiral back uphill again and then go back down.
I basically did. It was real orcs.
Imagine the news footage. Woman rescued off Whakapapa ski field today. I couldn't turn left.
Just circle the mountain because you just keep
I got to the
around.
End and there was like a cliff and I couldn't go anywhere. So I just stopped. Like, help me.
I'm still not hearing an answer. Who do you reckon?
Me.
Nah.
I don't know.
I'm going to me. You're going to have rhythm. I know how to move.
It's definitely not you.
Oh,
well,
yeah,
then it's Kahu.
You would be surprised. If Stacey was here right now, she'd be like, you should see this guy dance when he's had a few drinks. It is ridiculous.
I'm still voting Kahu.
What, for dancing when I've had a few drinks?
You like rhythm up and down
for
a runway,
annoying Sam.
Also being flamboyant and peacocky. That's the thing, Kahu's not peacocky.
Do you know what it is? It's only because I think Kahu could actually take his underpants off while he's still wearing trousers. That's why I'm voting for him.
Yes, hidden talents.
I suppose you've got to be wearing underwear to win that one. So, yeah, true. Good point.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Mechanics.
Why don't you, listeners, why don't you, based on our voices, write us in and tell us who you think could win a walk-off?
Based on our voices.
Exactly.
Yes.
Based on everything you know about us. Write in and tell me how amazing I'd be at walk-offs. Anyway, that's things from me.
Should I do my bye-bye-bye-bye joke again?
Yes. Yep. Do it all again.
Bye-bye-bye-bye-bye.
Bye.
And done.